my books. Goodbye, Mary. If you're very lucky, at some point in your life you might encounter a teacher who inspires you, propels you forward, and has the ability to open up an entirely new world for you. A mentor in the truest sense of the word. The loss is all the more profound when that person is suddenly no longer with us. An obituary. The field of book research is a unique domain within German studies. Here, the focus isn't on interpreting difficult texts or tracing autobiographies. Instead, it revolves around the peripheral aspects such as publishing industry, library history. In short, this has much more to do with detective work than literary science. Who published the first edition, with which publisher, and why? What happened to Jewish publishers during the Nazi era? And where have all the valuable books from confiscated libraries disappeared to? One person who knew all of this because he dedicated his entire professional life to these questions was my doctoral advisor, Mary G. Hall. He taught me that it matters which publishers authors choose, what happened to the publishers, and how to handle this intellectual heritage of an entire nation. His two-volume Austrian Publishing History, 1918 to 1938, is now a standard work and testifies to the meticulousness with which Mary conducted his research. In addition to his academic pursuits, he was a well-known radio journalist and a highly regarded professor at the University of Vienna. He mentored many students over the years with great empathy and always had an open ear for everyone. Throughout my university career, I never encountered a professor who could be so genuinely happy about the success of his students, often maintaining contact with them for years after graduation and eagerly following the further careers. No one else reacted as understandingly to the concerns and struggles of a student mother who sat in his office with a baby in her arms and dark circles under her eyes, only to leave with the feeling that she might still be able to finish her dissertation. And she did. With a subtle sense of irony, Mary commented on the zeitgeist in Austria, and yet at times he almost despaired in the face of great ignorance. That was precisely because he was an empathetic, friendly and approachable person. A doctoral advisor, or as we say in German, doctor father, in the best sense, as a fellow student of mine aptly put it just a few days ago. Mary gave all of us who studied under him something that only the best teachers can give, an unwavering belief that something good can come from what we do. My favourite anecdote about Murray is the one where he sat next to my mother at my doctoral celebration. She turned to him, hoping to discuss my work, and began the conversation by saying that she had read my dissertation, and Murray interrupted her, grinned, and, in his gentle Canadian accent, said, "So did I!" Then he chuckled softly, tilted his head slightly backwards, and seemed very pleased with his joke. On September 4th, 2023, Mary G. Hall passed away in Vienna after a brief and serious illness. We will miss him terribly.